Jess Squirrel looked up to the leafy shroud on the tree bough.
Good old Warbeak, eh? Totally mad, of course. She'd rather die than miss a good fight. I'll bet, wherever she is now, that she's chuckling at us, standing round, blubbering like a load of Abbey babes who have to go to bed early, instead of getting on with our search for the fox.
Matthias rose dry-eyed. He stuck his sword point into the ground.
Aye, Jess, you're right. We've got some burying to do here. Then we will leave this place. I never want to set eyes on it again. We must carry on south.
Later that day, they halted in a quiet place, an ash grove, far from the clearing where the battle had taken place. Matthias took stock of the situation. The surviving sparrows would fly back to Redwall, taking with them the news that their warrior mouse and his friends were alive and well, still on the trail of the young captives. Logalog and the remainder of the now depleted Gausim voted firmly to stay with the friends and see the mission through. They settled down to study the map and writings that had been sent from Redwall. Matthias scanned the parchments carefully.
By the fair, I wish we had met up with Warbeak before we did. Listen to this. Those who wish to challenge fate, to a jumbled shout, walk straight. Sunset fires in Dexterry, find where Loamhead used to be. At the high place near the skies, look for other watchful eyes. Sleep not neath the dark pine trees. Be on guard, take not your ease. Voyage when the daylight dims, danger in the water swims. Make no noise with spear or sword, lest you wake the long-tailed horde. Shades of creatures who have died, bones of warriors who tried. Shrink not from the barren land. Look below from where you stand. This is where a stone may fall and make no sound at all. Those who cross and live to tell, see the badger and the bell. Face the Lord who points the way. Afternoon on summer's day. Death will open up its grave. Who goes there? None but the brave. Look at this map. We've come through all these places. There are the cliffs. Here is the pine forest. Here the water, with the bows of the rats on the far shore. This place here, hummocks and trees. This is where we are now. What do you think, Basil?
You're right, of course, old warrior. Sound advice, too. It warns of the dangers in the woods, even gives the little fishes a mention. Voyage when the daylight dims. Maybe we would have stood a chance of giving those rats the slip if we'd have crossed by night. Well, well, a jolly old bit of prophecy here. Creatures certainly did die, and we've left the bones of warriors back there. But what's all this about shrinking from barren lands, eh? The only thing I ever shrunk from was lack of food, what?
Orlando checked the map.
Jess, do you think you could climb a high tree and look over to the south?
To an expert climber like Jess, this was but the work of a moment. She was up a hornbeam in the twinkling of an eye.
We're nearly out of the woodlands,
she called down from the topmost branches.
I can see some sort of plain beyond. It looks very bare and dusty.
Matthias nodded approval.
Well, at least we're on the right track. But we've no way of telling how far south we've travelled. I suppose we'll have to try and cross the barren land and look for some place where we can look below to where a stone may fall and make no sound at all. Does that make any sense to you, Orlando?
The badger shook his head.
It's all a mystery to me. But if it will help us to get our young ones back, I'm game to try. I know nothing of badgers' heads and bells and lords who point the way and death and graves, though.
Matthias stood.
Nor do I, friend, but I intend to find out. Logalog, will your Gausim be ready to march at daybreak?
Ready as ever, warrior. We'll soon see what other little surprises this strange southland has in store for us.